Okay, today is Daf Chav Ches. We're on Daf Chav Ches in the top line. Parsha Gedola Korin Osa B'Shnayim. A big parsha. The first part of it had two people who lain. B'Shachas U'B'Musa B'Mincha Korin Al Piyin. So how do you exactly read that line? Because what is read Bal Peh? Is it by Musaf and Mincha or just Mincha? Again, it said you read it by Shachas, Musaf and Mincha. You read it Bal Peh. So Iboy Lahu, Hechi Ka'amar. How do you read that? B'Shachas U'B'Musaf Korin Oso B'Sefer. Shachas and Musaf you lain. U'B'Mincha Korin Oso Bal Peh Korin Oso Shema. And B'Mincha you read it Bal Peh like you read the Shema. Odil Mahachi Ketani. Shachris Korin Oso B'Sefer. Shachris you lain. Musaf U'B'Mincha Korin Oso Bal Peh Korin Oso Shema. Where do you put the comma? Ask the Gemara. Toshma. Tanya, we have a bris that says like this. It says B'Shachris U'B'Musaf. Shachris and Musaf Nichnasin LeBeis HaKnesses V'Korin K'Derech Shekorin Kol Hashana. Shachris and Musaf Yilein regular. U'B'Mincha Yachid Korin Oso Bal Peh. And B'Mincha you just read it Bal Peh. Now, therefore the answer is Yilein twice. Yilein Shachris and Yilein Musaf. Mincha, you just read it like you read Shema. So Amar Yosi, v'chi yachid yachal likos divrei Torah al peh betzibur. How does reading it by yourself? How can it be Moses and Tzibur like that? What is that? Ella yachal ella kul nichnasin v'korin al peh k'korin es Hashma. What it means is everybody does that. They say it together, like without leading, just like Shema, like all in unison. Okay. For Mincha. That was for Mincha. Right, exactly. Exactly. Okay, now the next Gemara is a little hard. It says like this. It said in the Mishnah, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel, any day there's Halel, Ein Bo Maimed. Then there's no Maimed that day. Right? Others said, if there's a Karban Eitim, there's no Ne'ilu that day. Okay. Now, Ma Hefrish Be... What? Yes, we're going to get to that on a base, but yes. Ma hefrish ben zeh lezeh. What's the difference between mincha and ne'ila? How come if there's a carbon eighth in the zone ne'ila? And mincha, yeah, there is. Right? What? Right, how come the carbon eitzim only pushes off ne'ila and not mincha? Right. What's the difference? The answer is ze halalu divrei Torah, the halalu divrei sofer. Mincha is from the Torah. How is it from the Torah? It's not really from the Torah. Well, it's in the Torah because Yitzchak davi mincha. That's the shot. And ne'ila is totally made up. At least mincha has a remez, has something from the Torah. So we're not going to push off mincha. What? No, that's a flower carbon. That's not a mincha time. Right? So if we're going to push off one of them, we're not pushing off mincha. Mincha is a shemet of Torah. So I'm not pushing off that. I'll push off ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is totally made up. Okay. Then we said, Zman ate kakahan and v'ha'am. The special times when people can donate wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Lama hortichu lomer zman ate kakahan and v'ha'am. Why are people donating wood? No, there's no such thing as a day when we donate wine. No such thing like that. Well, you have to bring your own wine. But a day when you donate whatever, pick something in the base of Mikdash. There's nothing like that. Where did all the wood come from? Where'd that come from? Amru Kishaola Bnei HaGola, when they came back from Eretz Yisrael, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, Lo Matu Eitim Balishka. There was no wood. V'amdu Elu V'isnabdu Mishalahem. So people donated their own stock. V'kach Hisnu Nevi'im Shemenehem, and the Nevi'im that were among them, it's the Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, I guess. Yeah, Ezra, Nehemiah. They made a gzeira. Shafilu, Lishka, Malaya, Eitzim. Even if they have tons of wood. Ha'ir, you, Elun, it's now the Mishalahem. These people are allowed to donate. We take theirs. Shenemar, Vagarolos, Heflinu, Al-Karban, Eitzim, Vakahana, Valavim, Va'am, Lahavi, Beit Lakenu, Lebeit Haposenu, Leitim, Mizumanim, Shana, Bashana, Lavar, Al-Mizbeach, Hashem, Lakenu, Kakasu, Batara. That's all. Next. V'kahanim v'imohem kahanim levi v'chal mi. Then it said like this. U'bnei gonvai eli Ubnei Kotei Kitzios. Who are those people? Right? Tanu Rabbanan. Mihaya Bnei Gonvai Eli Ubnei Kotei Kitzios. What is it? What are those people? So Amru, Pamachas, one time Gazra Hamalchus Gzeira Yisrael. They made a Gzeira on Yisrael. Right? The Meiri says this is the first Beis HaMikdash. So who made that Gzeira? It doesn't matter. It's a funny Gzeira anyway. Listen to this Gzeira. Shelo Yaviu Eitzim L'Maracha. You're not allowed to bring wood to the Mizbeach. V'shelo Yaviu Bikurim L'Yerushalayim. And punk, you can't bring Bikurim either. What are they busy with these two things? These two mitzvahs you're not allowed to do. Torah you can learn. Bismillah you can do. Shabbos you can keep. Rosh Chodesh, everything. Not this. Not Bikurim and not bringing wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Why are these two singled out? What? Right. Well, what about Bikurim? I hear you. It's like the in Yaakov has helped shot how these two are gonna really make them go off the derech and throw away the religion. I'm not so sure how that's gonna happen. The busyness of the Beis HaMikdash could be right. So anyway, Voshivu Prozdos Al Hadrachim. They put guards on the way. Kederach Shahoshev Rav Ben Avot. Just like Rav Ben Avot put guards. Shalo Yalu Yisrael Leregel. So the Jews shouldn't be all Leregel. Same thing he did. We're gonna ask him at the end of the story. Why do you have to mention that? Just like he did it, so too they did it. Why do you have to mention that? So Ma Asu.
This is not for wood. This is
for wood, for wood, and for Bikur. Ma Asu. What people do? Ma Asu Ksherin. Right. Shavuot Sadar Yerechet. What they do? Heviu Sali Bikurim. They brought Bikurim. The Chipum. They hid them. The Ketios. With cut stuff. The Nutlum. The Eli Al Kis. They took it. The Eli. It also took a Eli. Is a mortar, right? Is that what Eli is? It is a mortar, right? A pestle. I'm sorry, a pestle. Al Kispeim on their shoulder. When they got to the guards, Amru Lahem, Lehechanat the Holchim, where are you going with that basket? Amru Amrim Lo, Lasso Shnei Igule Devela B'machtesha Shalafanenu, Ba'eli Sha'al Kispeinu. We're going to crush our date. That's all we're doing. Look, I have even the tools right here. That's all we're doing. Right? Kivan Sha'avru Mehem. Once they got past the guard, Itrum, they basalim, they made the baskets all pretty. They vim l'Rishalayim, and they brought them to Rishalayim. Tana, so that's why they called gonve, because they stole they tricked. They said they tricked the guards. Tana hein b'nei salmai hanachtofi. That's the same family that family. Tana rabbanan ma hein b'nei salmai hanachtofi. What's that about? Amru pamachas one time. Gzeira Hamalchus, Gzeira Al Yisrael. They made a Gzeira. Shall Yevu Eitzim L'Maracha. You're not allowed to bring wood to the Beis Hamikdash. Beviu Parzavoshivu Parzados Al Adrachim, and they put guards. Gzunt. They put guards on the way. Kederach Shahoshev Rav Ben Avot Al Adrachim. Shall Loyal Yisrael L'Regel. And just like Rav Ben Avot did, same thing. Ma'asu Yerechet Shavatzar Ador. What they do? Heviu Gzeirehen V'Osin Sulamos. They made ladders out of the wood. Why did they make ladders? How about just a chair? Why did they make a ladder? So who is this? The Einakos is an unbelievable part. The Goyim knew that you're not allowed to have worms in the wood. So when they checked the wood, so what do you care if the chair has worms in it? What do you care? Oh, but a ladder, I do care. Because a ladder, you have to have strong ladder. You can't have wormy wood for ladders. It has to be a strong ladder. So it wouldn't be surprising that this wood is very clean wood. That's why they dafka made ladders. Okay, v'nichval kispeim, they put them on their shoulders. V'halchu lehem, they went off. Kivin shigiu etzlu, when they got to the guards. Amru lehem lehechanat d'halchem, where are you guys going with those ladders? Amru lehem lehevi gozalos mishovach shalafaneinu. We're going to the shovach, to the birds. Ubesulamos shal kispeinu, and to the ladders on our backs. Look at this. Look where we're going. We have ladders. What are we carrying ladders for? Kivach Arvu Mehem, once they were passed by the guards, Pirkam, they undid the ladders, Beviim Behelel Rushalayim, and they brought the Rushalayim, Valeim Valkyotzebem Hu Omer, and on them, and on people like them, it says, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, right? And they should rat. The name of a Rasha should rat. Right? So the question is, what do you want from, what's the Rav Nedavot doing here? What's he doing here? What did you mention him for? So, the Marsha said,
once you make kalim out of the wood, will you still want to use it for the Rav?
Yeah, I guess they didn't have a choice.
What's a finally finished ladder that we have today?
Right.
Still a ladder.
That's a good part.
So I don't know if it makes a difference, and they had no choice. So the Riav says like this, this is such an unbelievable word. He says that Yerav and Menavot also put up guards and said, I don't want people going to be Ola Regal. Did anybody come up with tricks how to get around that? No. Alright, there's guards, that's it, it's over. Look what happens over here. They put up guards, and everybody comes up with ways, how are we going to get around the guards? So Bedafka mentioned Rav Menavot to show the contrast. And when he did that, everyone just threw in the towel. Alright, no, all right, guards, forget it. And over here, when they made up two gzeres on such minor, not minor mitzvot, but like unusual things to go there, they figured out ways to get around it. That's why they mentioned it. Unbelievable part, yeah? Right. So interesting. The Marsha says like this. Yeah. How come by the Rasha, by a tzaddik, it says zecher tzaddik levracha, a zecher, and when it comes to the Rasha, it's v'shem Rishayim Yerkov. How about zecher Rishayim Yerkov? Or maybe the shame of a tzaddik you should remember. Right. Right. Why does it switch lashonos? Zecher and shame. Why is it switch? So the Marsha says something amazing. Because Zecher is your essence is your name. That's your essence. What's a Zecher? That's not your essence. Your name is your essence. When it comes to a tzaddik, we don't even have to remember his name. We don't even have to remember the essence. We don't have to remember his essence. Just there was a tzaddik out there. Leave it on his name. That's enough. When it comes to a Rasha, even his name we don't even want to remember. Such a good word. No? Yeah, exactly. Okay, next. Well, you're right. Be'esrim, Bo, B'nei Pachas, Moav, Ben Yehuda. So Tana, we have a Bryce that it says, B'nei Pachas, Moav, Ben Yehuda, Hain, B'nei David, Ben Yehuda. Divir Meir. This family is the same family as Ben David, which is also on the list. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a minute, you know, the Mishnah listed all these families, and it said B'nai Parosh a second time. If this is the same family, how come the Mishnah doesn't say a second time? Right? Rabbi Yossi Omar, Hain B'nai Yoav Ben Tzeruya. No. It's not that family. It's not David himself. It's Yoav. Now Tzeruya is a woman. Right? Yoav Ben Tzeruya. Who's Tzeruya? David's sister. David's sister is Tzuria. So it's the same family, just not David himself. Now, then we said, Be'esrim Be'elul, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda. On the 20th of Elul, another family. Tanu Rabbanan, B'nei Adin Ben Yehuda, Hain B'nei David Ben Yehuda, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the same family. Rabbi Yossi Omar, no, Hain B'nei Yoav Ben Tzuria. No, it's Yoav Ben Tzuria, it's also Yoav Ben Tzuria's family. Then we said, Be'echad B'teves, Shabo, B'nei Parosh, Shnia. On the 20th of Teves, on Rosh Chodesh Teves, Parosh went a second time. Mani Masnitzin, who said that? Lo Rav Meir, Lo Rav Yehuda, Lo Rav Yossi. E Rav Meir, Lisni, Shabo, B'nei David, B'nei Yehuda, Shnia. Then why didn't he mention the B'nei David that they brought a second time, if it's the second time they're bringing? And E Rav Yehuda, Lisni, Shabo, B'nei David, B'nei Yehuda, Shnia. And according to Yehuda, it should also say a second time them, because according to him it was a second time. And E Rav Yossi, Lisni Shabo B'nei Yoav Ben Tzuria Shnia. Then why didn't it say Yoav Ben Tzuria a second time? So the Gemara answers, La'olam Rabbi Yossi. Really, it's Rabbi Yossi. Utrei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. There are two Tanoim arguing about what Rabbi Yossi said. How does that answer the question? How does that answer the question? Right? That, in other words, each school said, no, Rabbi Yossi said that, but he didn't say that. And the other school said, no, Rabbi Yossi said that, but he didn't say that. So nobody said he said both. The Mishnah says that.
Right.
But now you're telling me these other names are really the same people. So why does it say they weren't brought twice? No, it's a machlokes if Rabbi Yosef said they both of them. Each one held one. So, okay? Now Tosfos, look at the bottom Tosfos. Like six lines from the bottom where it says Vikasha. See where it says Vikasha? Amai lo muki aliba de Rav Meir betray Tanai aliba de Rav Meir. Why not say a better answer? Say the two Tanayim what Rav Meir said. After all, Sharei Tfei Yesh Lon Lu'ukmin Ki Rav Meir. It's much better to say that Rav Meir than Stam Misnisan Ki Rav Meir. Stam Misnisan Ki Rav Meir. Why are you coming up with Rav Yossi? V'nir Ali de Lahachi Muki Le Ki Rav Yossi Bishom de Rav Yossi Nimuko Imo. We always want to hold like Rav Yossi because Rav Yossi is always such straight. We always hold like Rav Yossi. We always hold up Rav Yossi, even if he argues on Rav Meir, even if he argues on his friends. So therefore, we want to say it's Rav Yossi. But it's a machlokas if Rav Yossi said it. What kind of answer is that? What? I don't understand the Tosfos at all. And that beats on Mishnah Rav Meir.
Correct.
Right, and Rav Yossi is one of them. Okay. It doesn't overrule everything else.
They're not guessing that it was Rav Yossi. They have a tradition that it might have been Rav Yossi.
Right. And so, there are two schools that Rav Yossi said.
Right. So it's not, why not say it's Rav Meir? The tradition is that it's Rav Yossi. Why would you even come to think of that it might be Rav Meir?
Right.
But if you have a tradition that it's Rav Yossi, why would you even say it's Rav Meir?
Right. Not a question. I agree.
I don't understand the question.
Yeah. Well, maybe that sounds
better. Right. Okay, I hear you. Okay, we got to move because a lot is going on my base. Okay, Be'echa B'Tevis, lo hayu b'maimed. On Rosh Chodesh Tevis, there was no maimed. How come there was no maimed on Rosh Chodesh Tevis? Because there was halal that day. Why was the halal that day? On Rosh Chodesh Tevis? Because it's Chanukah. Not because it's Rosh Chodesh, because it's Chanukah. Right? Amalei Markashisha Bredo of Chistel or Vashi. Maishna Hallel Didachi. Okay, this is also very hard. Maishna Hallel Didachi Didei. How come Hallel pushes off Shachris? Umaishna Musaf Delo Dachi Didei. But on a day when there's Musaf, it doesn't push off the Maimon of Musaf. Right? What did it push off? It pushes off Mincha, but not Musaf. So Amalei Rav Ashi.
No,
Hallel pushes off Shachris, and Musaf pushes off Mincha. So why didn't Musaf push off Musaf? On a day with this Musaf, there's no Maimed by the Musaf. Right? Why not? So Amalei Rav Ashi, Hashta Delavdi Dei Dachi, right? And not only that, if it pushes off a tefillah that's not its own, in other words, Musaf pushes off Mincha, did they lo kolshkein? So for sure it should push off itself. You, in other words, I argue with you. You say that Musaf doesn't push off Musaf. That doesn't make any sense. Of course it pushes off Musaf. If it pushes off Mincha, it for sure pushes off Musaf. What do I mean when I say it pushes off? So we have two things going on these days. You have, it's Rosh Chodesh. Not Rosh Chodesh. It's a Yom Tov. So you have Musaf on that day. You also have a Maimed. Any Yom Tov. Right? So the story is, whenever there's a Musaf, there's no Maimed by Mincha time. Right? Maimed had certain things he did. Laning. If there's a Musaf, there's no Maimed by Mincha. What about Maimed by Musaf? But there is. Now, what about Hallel? So there's no Maimed by Shachris. So ask the Gemara, why? Because we're saying Hallel anyway. So ask the Gemara, how come by Hallel pushes off the Maimed, but Musaf doesn't push off its own Maimed? What did Musaf push off? That there's no Maimed by Mincha, a few hours later. Why? Says Rav Ashi, the Akasha, of course Musaf pushes off the Maimed of Musaf, of course. If it pushes off Mincha, it pushes off Musaf. So Rav Ashi even argues on the Mishnah. How could he do that? Right? We're going to see in a minute. Can you see what's going on here? What? Correct. No chakras? No more. Yes. Correct. Yes, absolutely. So, Amalei, Hachi Kamin Alach. Here's what I meant. Yeah, of course, Musaf pushes off Musaf. Of course, I'm not arguing with you about that. Below Lidchi, El Adidei. It should only push off itself. Why is it pushing off Mincha also? So, Amalei, Ikka Rabbi Yossi, Dekoy Kavatsach. You know what? Rabbi Yossi really said like you. Titania, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Yom Sheyeshbo, Yeshbo Musaf, Yeshbo Maimed. Anytime there's a Musaf, you have a Maimed. Maimed demai. What Maimed? Ilema Maimed de Shachris. If it's Shachris, Hatanakama Nami Hachikomer. Tanakama said that too. That can't be right. Ella rather, Maimed de Musaf. The Maimed of Musaf. So Didei Nami Lo Dachi? What? Only Musaf? Ella de Mincha. Rather it's Mincha. So, one second. So, that's a problem. Why?
So,
it's
Maimed, so there's a Maimed. Musaf doesn't have a Maimed, doesn't. And Musaf gets pushed off the Mincha.
No, so Rabbi Yossi held only Mincha.
Only Mincha?
No. Ella Maimed de Musaf.
It's pushed off the Mincha.
Right. So, Didei Nami Lo Dachi? Is it possible that it doesn't push off its own thing?
No.
Ella de Mincha. Also Mincha. Right. Carbon Atim Dachi. But 1 second. When we have
Right.
So one second, how do you read this? Carbon Atim Dachi. Carbon Atim put
already suspended because of the
Atim. Right, it's already suspended. It's a Yontif already because it's a Carbon Atim day. Oh, good point. Thank you. So for sure, it's pushing off Mincha. El Alav, the Ne'ila. So it must be Ne'ila now pushing off. Shma Mina, Didei La Dachi, Delav Didei Lo Dachi. So therefore, it must mean it pushes off its own Tvila and no other Tvila and Shma Mina. Yeah, that was hard.
What do you summarize that?
What? I can't summarize that. I know.
Just because you have to have one does the other, no. If you have a formula, this does this and that's it.
I know. So there's a machlokas. But yes, I know. I agree with you. Okay, that was very hard. Okay. Does that people understand that?
No. That's what I want
to summarize. I don't know. You need a chart. There is. I have a chart here. I do have a chart. So I'll go over the chart with you. Ready? A maimed of Shachris is pushed off because of Halo.
Right.
Who says that?
Why are you saying it's not Rosh Chodesh Halo? Why is it Muhammad?
Because Halo and Rosh Chodesh, we'll see in a few minutes, only a minhag. We'll see in a few minutes. It doesn't count. It's not called Halo.
It's not full Halo.
Maimed on Rosh Chodesh. Maimed of Shachris is pushed off because of Halo. Who says that? Everybody. Rabbi Akiva, Ben Azai in the name of Yeshua in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi. What about Maimed of Musaf? It's pushed off because of Musaf. What about the Maimed of Mincha? So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's pushed off because of Carbon Atim and Carbon Musaf. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's pushed off because of Carbon Atim. What about Nila? According to Rabbi Akiva, it's pushed off because of Musaf. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not pushed off at all. Okay. Who? I don't know. Well, Rabbi Akiva retracted anyway in the Mishnah. He retracted. Yeah. V'lisni nami be'echad b'nisan lo haya b'mayim nefesh b'halel b'kar musaf b'karban etzim. Everyone's asking the same question. What about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was another etzim day? How come we don't push it off because of Halel? Amar Rava, Zoso Meres, Halel de Rosh Chodesh lav d'oraisa. Halel on Rosh Chodesh is not d'oraisa. There are only 18 days when you say halal, full halal.
And halal of Hanukkah is the right?
Yes. 1 minute. The Eluhain. Here are the 8 days. Shimonis Me'achag, Shimonis Me'chanukkah, Yom Tov Rishon, this is in Israel. Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Yom Tov Shal Atzeres, that's it. Ubagola and Chutz La'aretz Esher ve'echad Yom. There's 21 days. What are the extra 3 days? Extra day of Pesach, extra day of Sukkot, and Beilhein Tishim Yemei Echad. 9 days for Sukkot, Shmonah Yimei Chanukah, 8 for Chanukah, Shnei Yom HaRishonim Shal Pesach, Ubeiz Yom Tov Mishal HaTeres. Okay, then you get 20. That's it. What about Rosh Chodesh? Not on the list. It's a good question. It's a good question. Now, let's look at the top Tosvos, who basically asked your question. How come, not yours, his, how come on Chanukah we say Hallel and on Pesach we don't? Except for the first day. How come? So the Tosvos says, who gomer Hallel, yeah, and only the first day, Avol Shmona Yimei Pesach, lo. Not the rest of Pesach. Why? Mishum delo gomi l'Chanukah of Sukkot. It's not like Chanukah and Sukkot. The Chanukah, dinahu ligmar Hallel. Why do we say Hallel on Chanukah? And it's Daraisa also. How could that be a Daraisa? The whole thing is Darabanan. You know why? The Chol Ches Yomim Yiyah Neis Mizgadel. Every day of Chanukah, the Neis got greater. You know why you say Hallel on Chanukah? Because it's for a Neis. That's why. And every day the Neis got greater. So all those pshatim of why Chanukah is 8 days and not 7 days only make sense. Only the answers are only answers if every day the Neis was bigger. If you come up with other answers where the Neis is not bigger, it's an invalid answer. Why? Because that's the definition of saying Hallel every day. Had to be a bigger Neis.
But the first day wasn't an Neis.
Yeah. What?
It wasn't an Neis the first day.
That's the only day there was an Neis. Right. So it's a good question. Correct. You can't do Maimon. It's not the same thing. First of all, it's only one answer, one of three answers about that. And second of all, even though you're right, it doesn't take the place. I hear you. One second. For you call chad v'chad yomtov, each day is considered a yomtov. V'chein v'sukkis. Call yom v'yom have a yomtov la'atmo. Every day is a yomtov. L'fisha pari ha'chad mitzmatin v'holchim. Because each day of pari ha'each, that's this week's parsha spinchas. Each day, there was a different set of kabanos brought. Therefore, it's like a different yomtov. Therefore, it's hal every day. Avo Pesach ain't a mishtana. It's not different. Lo karbonos, v'lo miyamtav. It's not different than karbonos. Nothing different about it. Lakach ain't gomer bo halal. That's why you don't say halal. Elo yom rishon. Except for the first day. V'inda de gomerin tre yomei. Now we say halal the first 2 days. Mishum. The avdinan also misafek. Have a chad yoma l'inyan kriyat halal. It's like 1 day. Because we don't know what day the Yontif is, right? V'chein b'yom sheni shal atzeres, v'chein yom shal simchas Torah, u'mishum hachi yesh on achaf al yom, ligmar halo. You have 21 days.
First he says that one's there rice and one's not, and then he goes into which halos we complete, which we don't. But it's not, obviously Chanukah can't be rice, because it's a later...
Saying halo on an eight is a daraisa.
It's not
the date. It's not the date, it's the nace.
Exactly.
Saying Hallel on a Nes is a Doraisa. So Bezdin sat around and said, look at this Nes. We're going to be Koveh Hallel. And not only that, each day of Chanukah was a Hallel, because each day was a Nes. Okay. So you want to say, how come we don't say Hallel on other days of Nisim? What other days of Nisim are there? The day that the sun, that Yeshua made the sun stand still? I mean, theoretically, yes. Why would they didn't do it? I don't know. And there are Yom Tov days when you say Hallel and there is no Nes. For example, Shmini Atzeres, no Nes. Even Shavu is no Nes. You say Hallel. That's a different thing. It's a Yom Tov, right?
So when you say Hallel every day, it's only because of Korbanos. It's not because of the Nes.
What Nes?
That's what I'm saying. It's not because of
the Nes. I understand. No, you want to tell me that Anani HaKadosh was a Nes. That you could say. You want to say that, you could say that. That's true.
That's every day. That was every day.
Okay, so they could only one Yom Tov for it. What about Shmini Atzeres? Right? By the way, there are other places have the different Gemara. You can't say Hallel because the Egyptians were dying on Shvi Shal Pesach. How can you say Hallel? They're dying. So if you don't say Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach, how can you say Hallel on Chalavoy? Right? That's another reason floating out there.
Yeah, why are we saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Why isn't it a complete Hallel?
What?
Why isn't Rosh Chodesh, which is the rice?
So let's see. Rav Ikla LeBavel. Rav went to Bavel. Chazira de Kakari Halela, Beresh Yarcha. He saw they were saying Hal on Rosh Chodesh. Savar Liv Sikune. He wanted to shut them up. Kivon de Chaza de Kamedalge Diluge. Since he saw that they were skipping and they weren't saying Hol Halel, Amar shmamina minhag avosehim biyadehim. It's just a minhag. Now, one second. Where did Rav live? This is an unbelievable vart. Where did Rav live? What? So, Lechora, at this point in his life, he lived in Israel. Why? Because he shows up in Bavel, he walks into some shul. What are they saying? Halachah? What are they, nuts? I'm going to put a stop to this. Oh, they're skipping. It implies that in Israel, they didn't say Halachah Rosh Chodesh. It implies that, right? Why didn't they say Halachah Rosh Chodesh? Says the Kaftan of Pharaoh, because in Israel they had Kiddush HaChodesh. What does he howl for? If Kiddush HaChodesh, they still had Kiddush HaChodesh in Rav's day. There was still Makadosh Al Pi Re'iyah. I need to say Hallel. I have a much bigger event going on. It's called Beis Din being Makadosh HaChodesh. In Chutz La'aretz, we don't have that. It's unbelievable part. In Chutz La'aretz, we don't have that. So in Chutz La'aretz, we'll say Hallel. So Rav walked into a shul. What's going on in this place? Hallel? What are they doing here? Oh, they're only saying half Hallel. It's okay.
What can you mark
Kiddush HaChodesh
with Hallel?
Because they felt it's enough to mark it just with the Kiddush HaChodesh. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So you say Hallel the Bracha as long as you skip pieces, so okay.
Right. That's not the Kasha. The Kasha, yeah.
It's too hard for it to get to him.
What do you mean?
To him in Babel getting the Re'iyah?
That's what I'm saying. He was in Israel. So one day he went on a journey. He went to Babel to visit. He walks into a shul. And the saying Hallel, what is saying Hallel for? It's Rosh Chodesh. So what? I never heard that. In Israel, we don't do that. Oh, in Israel, you don't do that. We do have Kiddush HaChodesh. We don't have Kiddush HaChodesh in here, in Bavel.
They're only working
in a
place where the
Sanhedrin is. Right, so I guess, right, exactly.
And right. We're the rest of Israel.
So they had the what do you call it? They found that in one day. So that's, otherwise, why is he surprised? What's he surprised about? What? So what? Exactly, different minhag. So, let's finish it off, and then we'll go back and do the big toes for us, because he says some amazing things in here. Anyway, Tana, Yachid lo yastil, Vim hizchil gomer, you shouldn't do it, and if you did it, it's okay. Okay, now, this is going to take 2 minutes, because it's all psukim now. Hey, Devarim, Iros, Avotena, B'Shiva, Asa, B'Tamid. 5 things happened to our forefathers on Shiva, Asa, B'Tamid. What are they? Number one, Nishtaber Haluchos, Minalan, the Luchos broke. How do you know? Titania, B'Shisha, B'Lachodesh, Nitnu Aseret HaDibros, L'Yisrael. We say that the Luchos were given on the 6th of Sivan. If you say over Shiva, 7. Manda Mashisha Nitnu. If you say it was on the 6th, so Bashisha Nitnu, Bashiva Ola Moshe. Then Moshe went up to Har Sinai on the next day. He hung around one day. Manda Mashiva, Bashiva Nitnu, Bashiva Ola Moshe. If you hold it was given on the 7th, then he went up on the 7th. What happens to that? Diksiv, Biakwel Moshe, Biyom Ashvi. He was up there for 40 days and 40 nights. Esrim va'arba de Sivan. So that means there are 24 days left of Sivan. V'shitzar de Tammuz and 16 of Tammuz. Malu luhu arban b'shitzar. The 17th day turns out to be Shiva Asa b'Tammuz. Look at that. B'Tammuz. Malu Arbaim b'Shibzar b'Tamuz Nachis. He comes down. Asa b'Tarvdinu b'Luchos. He breaks the Luchos. Uktiv and it says v'Yikar Shekar v'Alamachane v'Yaretz Egel v'Yishach Miyadav with the Luchos v'Shibro Sam Tachas Zahar. He broke them. Next, Batal Atamid. Atamid Apatal. That's a Gemara. That's a tradition. We have no idea. We don't even know. It's a Machlokas even when that was. It's a tradition. Hukva Ir b'Yudzayin b'Yudzayin Hava. The city was sieged on the 17th. Breached, yeah. I b'Aksiv b'Chodesh Arvi b'Tishah l'Chodesh. It happened on the 9th day of the month. V'Yechaz Hakarav b'Ir Uksiv b'Asrei b'Tikvaka ha'Ir. Happened on the 9th. The first base of it happened on the 9th of Tammuz. So Amar Rava lo Kasha Kam b'Rishona Kam b'Shniya. No, the first base of it happened on the 9th. The second base of it happened on the 17th. Exactly. The Tanya, the Shirishona, Hokva Ir, Batisha B'Tammuz. In the first Beis Hamikdash, it happened on the 9th of Tammuz. And Bishniya, Bishiva Asarbo. And on the second Beis Hamikdash, it happened on the 17th of Tammuz. So how come we fast on the 17th? Why don't we fast on the 9th? Now, the Ritva says to fast on both, that's too hard. It's so close to each other, it's too hard to make two fasts, one for the 9th and one for the 17th. So how come we fast on the 17th? How come not the 9th? So the Dvar says because it's closer to us, which is an unbelievable Musa. Tragedies that are more recent have more impact on you, right? Which is, it's true, even though it's sad. What? Right. Right.
You can ask the same question that somebody died regarding Yom Kippur. It's only 5 days apart.
I know. I was thinking about that. I know. Okay, another minute. Sar of Apostomos at the Torah, that this gentleman, this person, Apostomos, burned the Torah. Gemara, it's a tradition. Behemet Telem Behechel, Manalon, how do you know that Menashe put a Telem in the Hechel? The Tziv, it says, Umay 8th, Husar Atamid, Velases, Shakuts, Shomim, V'charavi, what, he put one idol? V'aksiv, V'akhanav Shikutsim, Mishumam, he put in more. Amar Rava, Trehavi, no, he put in two. V'nachal Chad Al Chavre, V'tavre Le, Udidei. He put in two and one swallowed the other one. V'shtakech, Tahave, Ksiv, Ant, Tzavitz, L'charuve, Beisa, Yadcha, Ashleim, Etzlei. Right? You wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, therefore Hashem took revenge, and that's how it resolves the Pesukim. Okay, let's go back and try to do this big Tosfos. So what happened? Rav walks into a shul, he sees them saying Hallel, and he sees them, and he says, what are they doing here? So, 1 second. Did they make a bracha? So Tosfos says, don't tell me Rav walked in late. Can't be walked in late. Don't tell me that. So he walked in. Did he make a bracha? So no, hallel. They're saying hallel. Yesh mefarshim. So says Tosa. Some say da aminhag lo mevarchina. That on a minhag you don't make a bracha. Behacha from over here. Why? V'chein mashma besukah perak lulavar rava dika amar abaya havi kamina kamei dav yitzchak. I was by Rav Yitzchak once. For Aisyah, he had Rava lekamei. They brought our Ravis for Hoshana Rabba. Shakal chavit v'lo berich. They banged our Rava, but nobody made a bracha. Which, by the way, nobody makes a bracha today on that. Kasav our Rava made the vimhu alma aminik lo mevarchinon. Av Rabbeinu Tam pasak de mevarchinon. Of course, you make a bracha on a minhag. Di Aisyah de lo mevarchinon. If you want to tell me they didn't make a bracha, Michael Amar b'gemara kiva de shmud de medalgi. What's the big? What Rav get so upset? What Rav get upset for? He walks into shul. He didn't come late, and they didn't make a bracha. What's his problem? Oh my goodness! Well, I better stop this. They've been saying hallel. Oh, they're skipping. It's okay. If they didn't say a bracha, who cares? Who cares, right? The mashmeinu, the medalge. Oh, once he heard they're skipping, but oddly, shma minah minag avasim biyadeim. It's only a minag. What? V'chilo havele lahakir imi shomina karele lo mevarchi imi isya de aminag lo mevarchinan de mevarchi lo minagu. How would a bracha answer that question? If they're making a bracha, obviously, you make a bracha on a minag. Obviously.
It was Chodesh?
Yeah, they know they were. I mean, they knew they were Chodesh was. They knew where we get someplace else. I mean, they have to go by radio.
Right. Interesting. It's a Tosfos. Doesn't assume that. Oh, the bracha in the beginning. The bracha in the beginning. Or don't tell me that Tosfos. Don't tell me he walked in late. He didn't walk in late. So you make a bracha on a minute. So how come you don't make a bracha on a Ravis? You make a bracha on a Hal and Rosh Chodesh?
We make it
today. Sfaradim do not. Sfaradim do not say a bracha on Hal and Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Soloveitchik, his whole life went back and forth. Do you make a bracha on Hal and Rosh Chodesh? His whole life he went back and forth about it. What's the right answer? Because now Tosfos is going to say something very startling. Tosfos says, so how come on Halel on Rosh Chodesh, which is the minhag, you make a bracha? I proved you make a bracha. Whatever his proof is, he proved it. And how come on Aravos you don't make a bracha? How come? What's the difference? Both minhagim? What's one minute different than another minute? So Tosfos answers, Vahu, a little skip a little down, Vahu de sukkah mashma da minhag lo mevarchinan. It's mashma from sukkah that you don't make a bracha. Hainu dafka a minhag da arava. That's only on aravas you don't make a bracha. Why? De lo havi el minhag tiltil ba'alma. All it is picking it up. What kind of minhag is that? It's a very small minhag. Va minhag de tiltil lo mevarchinan. A minhag just to pick something up, you don't make a bracha. Avol b'shar minhag, but another minhag, kimo, kriyas halel, like halel, v'achrini, or other things. What other things does he mean? He means making kiddush and saying brachas on second day yontif, right? You make a bracha on matzah on second day yontif. It's only a minug. Kimo osa minug, like this minug. Vadai demarchinon. For sure you make a bracha. What kind of distinction is that?
Like,
Right. Why? So what kind of answer is that? If it's a minute that you're doing a small little thing, like picking up a little of it, you don't make a bracha on that. But over here, you're saying halal, such a big thing, or you're saying kiddush or matzah or maror, you make a bracha. It's a very, very weak distinction, no?
Yeah.
Very weak. Tachin halacha lemaisa, that's the halacha. Ulafiza yesh lizar, shlolo daber be'emta halal, you shouldn't talk during halal. Kivon since shabirech, you made a bracha. Te'im kain, havi masik, you'll be masik in the middle of halal. Venira de'ein yachid mechuyev likra halal, el imrotza l'chayev atma roshut biyado. Not sure what that means. You don't have to, but if you want to, you can.
Don't make a
Shabbat
on the second day of
Pesach
for the same reason.
Right.
So you can't make that work both ways.
What do you mean?
Well, why don't we make
a
Shabbat on
the second night? We do.
Of course we do.
Second days we don't.
Second days.
Because nothing special about it. Second night we do, though.
Absolutely.
It's Shabbat. No. There's no second
Seder.
There's no second Seder.
Second
yeah, they don't make a Shabbat on the second day either. Second days. No. All right? So it's interesting, Tosfos. That's why the Sfaradim hold you don't make a bracha on a minhag, and you don't make a bracha on.
The distinction is very like.
It's very weak.
Right, it's not really clear. How
all of a sudden, where did our rabbis become such a small thing?
How big? How do you define small and big?
Right. I will stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.